We've seen powerful images this year of students walking out of classrooms to protest racism and violence. They demanded that adults do more to address those issues. It happened in places like Quincy, Medford, and Lawrence. WBUR's Carrie Young met with some of the students who've been leading the charge.
It took a lot for Justin Chan and his friends to speak up, but he says they hit a breaking point when they saw a racist video circulate between students, and it wasn't the first time.
The way they handled it was the same as they always do.
Chan felt the school's response was disappointing.
They would just look at the problem and say a few words, hold an assembly, but not really move forward from it.
So Chan and his friends formed a group called We Need Change. They wanted school leaders to try harder to get to the root of the issue, hold an investigation, do anti-bias work with students and staff. To make these demands, Chan and his group organized a walkout.
I decided to start making some signs.
He sent out a flurry of texts to other students to get them excited about it, and then
We want change!
Chan and his friends convinced more than 100 students to file out of class on November 12th. The demonstration was captured by local news cameras from NBC 10.
The school had pushed this under the carpet for too long, and we needed to say something, and we needed to make sure that the school knew that we didn't like the way that they were handling these situations.
I think one of the things that makes this moment unique is that social media allows young people to connect with each other in really effective, really fast ways.
Danica Manso-Brown works with the Anti-Defamation League of New England to help schools address incidents of bias. She says student activism isn't new, but social media has made student voices more powerful. And there's a larger cultural shift that's happening right now.
Schools are recognizing more and more that work around equity has to be a part of the school philosophy, has to be a part of the school lens. And I would say that existed, 5 years ago, but it didn't necessarily exist 10 years ago.
The work to improve school culture shouldn't fall completely on students, but they can play an important role. They're on the ground every day, and
my voice, my perspective matters.
Kylie Webster-Cazot joined me on Zoom to discuss what she learned as a student activist at the Boston Latin School in 2016. She and her friend Maggie Noel were featured in a viral video that called out the school for not addressing incidents of racism between students.
At the end of the day, we really wanted to work with the administration. We didn't want to be seen as like the troublesome Black people because we were already viewed as that.
Since they raised their voices, the school has undergone tremendous change, from new leadership to anti-bias training, and even an overhaul to the way the prestigious institution admits students. Webster-Cazot says she's surprised by the impact they made.
We underestimated how powerful what we were saying was.
Still, the social repercussions were sometimes difficult. They lost friends and faced public scrutiny. And that's something a lot of student activists say they think about before speaking up. Avery Kaplowitz says that was on her mind when she and a friend spoke out about an anti-Semitic incident at Marblehead High School in 2017.
Are all of our friends going to turn their backs on us? It's hard and you have to get there. And that courage can be really tough.
Kaplowitz says working through that and seeing how powerful her voice could be was ultimately empowering, a sentiment a lot of these student activists say they can relate to, including Justin Chan in Quincy.
This year, I've realized that, like, things don't happen if you are scared and things don't happen if you don't have a voice.
He hopes the experience will make him and his school community stronger. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Carrie Young.